are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in a town called Washington, D.C. We're here with Dave Adams. You are Michigan Credit Union League, CU Solutions Group, LifeStep Wall. I mean, what's next? Astronaut? You're
well,
doing
I'll tell
everything,
you,
Dave.
I want to keep my feet on terra firma right now. I'm happy where I'm at, but it's great to meet with you. Talk about all the buzz here at GAC and some of the things that we're working on at CU Solutions Group.
Well, let's start out with a recent article that you wrote called Credit Union Mobile Banking, Leading Edge or Latest Example of Marketing Myopia. So what's this all about? What's going on here? What led to this realization here?
So anybody who's familiar with CU Solutions Group knows that we focus in areas of technology and marketing and HR solutions for thousands of credit unions. And we really are trying to be thought leaders and innovators with products that help credit unions challenge the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything, more relevant than mobile, right? Unfortunately, these are the things that we look at first thing in the morning last thing before
we go to bed
at night. And with financial services and with every other industry, mobile has transformed the way that people research purchases and manage their finances, anything and everything. What I wrote in the article is I'm challenging credit union leaders' thinking with regard to a term, marketing myopia, which of course has to do with looking at our business too narrowly. And the example that is often given is the railroad industry. They didn't see automobiles and trucking and airplanes and even telephones coming and how that would transform the transportation industry.
Mm-hmm.
They were too product focused on railroads. They weren't thinking in terms of what customers needed and where technology and change would take them. And so the analogy I draw is to banking services. And even with something that we consider progressive like mobile, most credit unions' mobile banking apps are just the same as every other bank mobile banking app. And so we're on a mission at CUSG to challenge that thinking. And just like with the railroad industry, say to credit union leaders, look, are you looking at mobile banking too narrowly through the lens of your product opposed to how do your members and how do consumers approach the way they research purchases, the way they buy, the way they finance, the kinds of things that they need from their mobile banking product?
Indeed. And so what can credit unions do to kind of set that standard and stay competitive? I mean, what's the future of mobile banking here? Since we don't want to look at it too narrowly, we want to look at it in a more of a broad spectrum.
Well, first of all, smaller institutions like credit unions always have to look and see what the big banks are doing. They have had and will always have the resources to invest in technology where credit unions cannot.
Right.
And you look at one of the big things with mobile banking platforms now is artificial intelligence and voice recognition.
Yeah.
So most of the big banks are finding ways to integrate AI and voice recognition into their mobile banking platform. Many are getting creative about offering shopping discounts and deals, certainly P2P, money transfers, a huge one. Most credit unions are still on the sidelines, sadly enough, when it comes to making a strong pitch to their members about how they transfer money through PayPal, Venmo, cash, whatever the product is. Credit unions are not visible enough in terms of messaging that when people use Venmo or PayPal, they ought to make sure that their credit union debit card or transaction account is tied to those services. Because a third of all credit union members already have a PayPal account. Two-thirds of all millennial credit union members are using Venmo. So one of the things that we're doing at CUSG with our LifeSteps Wallet product is to help credit unions position themselves with those kinds of very basic features in the mobile banking platform.
That's kind of like when Apple Pay first came out. It's like, okay, how is a credit union going to be top of, not only top of wallet, but top of phone is what they're talking about now. Very good stuff. And so we've talked about, that's a good segue, talking about LifeSteps Wallet. You know, we've seen the demo, we've seen all this type of stuff. Well, what's the latest? What's going on? How are we fitting the latest need here?
Well, interesting you should ask.
Hey, all right.
We just sent a press release out today in tandem with Security Credit Union in Michigan. Security became the first credit union today to launch their LifeSteps Wallet mobile banking app today to their members in both the Apple and Android stores. And we have about a dozen credit unions in contract stages and something like 150 that have requested demos.
Wow.
There's a lot of buzz and a lot
Good
of interest. And what credit union leaders need to know is that LifeSteps Wallet represents an investment of millions of dollars by CUSG over the course of the whole year in 2017. Yeah. And we just launched the product early November, carrying on into this year. And it essentially helps a credit union offer a broad suite of features to their mobile banking platform, but without cluttering the mobile banking platform itself. So this is a wraparound container that adds all kinds of links and features that help members with P2P. So we have a link to PayPal and Venmo that messages that your members ought to make sure that they use the credit union debit card when they're using P2P. All of these central banking services are right at the top of this container, the most important being a tile that takes the members right into the mobile banking app itself. And then everything else, the shopping, the auto, home, and financial wellness features, are a combination of research tools and marketing messaging tools that help put the credit union in front of their members with all of the various decisions that are being made and the research that is being done on the members' mobile phone.
Sounds like you guys got it covered, basically.
We're excited about it. Yeah, we think it's cool. A game changer.
Yeah,
and I'll give you one quick anecdote.
Sure.
When I wrote the article, I used this story. You know, I was kind of trying to envision how my credit union mobile banking app should work, and I went into the mobile banking app, and of course, most credit union mobile banking apps basically have four or five features, and they're all the same.
Yeah.
Account balances, transfers from account to account, bill pay, remote deposit capture, and a few others. And so I went into the transfer feature, and I try not to activate this while I talk, and I said, "Siri, transfer money." And up came the answer, "You'll need an app to do that," and prompted me, "Do I want to use PayPal, Venmo, or Apple Pay Cash?"
Oh,
well, guess
God.
What? That there was nothing embedded in my credit union mobile banking platform that would prompt me to use my credit union plastic.
Yeah.
Siri was trying to get me to go out and download PayPal, Venmo, Cash, or Apple Pay Cash. And so the point is, we have to figure out how we can position credit union mobile banking features to be in front of consumers with how they operate on their phones.
Yeah.
That's one of many examples of things that we're trying to do with LifeSteps Wallet.
Yeah, how do you do that? How would you get Siri to say, "Hey,
well,
use your credit union's"?
We don't have the voice recognition and AI integrated into LifeSteps Wallet, but what we do have is very prominently there's a tile for transfer money, and when a member taps on that tile, they're going to be given a choice of PayPal or Venmo or Zoom for international money transfers.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the messaging, they're going to be prompted, "Be sure to use your credit union debit card when you're using PayPal or Venmo." Now, the fact is, all of us have all these different apps on our phone anyway, but they're not linked together like we're doing with LifeSteps Wallet.
Yeah,
brought to you by your credit union. We are researching voice activation features that can be embedded in the LifeSteps Wallet as well. We're keeping an eye out for the things that are leading edge that are going to be most important to credit unions moving forward. But really, at the core, LifeSteps Wallet is about helping members to organize their lives. The credit union is helping members organize their lives around shopping, home, auto, and financial wellness decisions with financial services at the forefront without cluttering the mobile banking platform itself.
Yeah.
And the other real key thing about this is that the credit union can change their mobile banking platform anytime they want. It's not going to disrupt this experience members get within LifeSteps Wallet.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. A one-stop place to do it all right there. Where can folks find out more information on it?
The CUSG website, CUSolutionsGroup.com, or LifeStepsWallet.com.
Very simple. We'll put that stuff in the show notes, too. I have one last question for you.
Sure.
What do you want to accomplish here at the GAC? What are your expectations? What are your goals?
Well, I wear two hats as CEO of the Michigan Credit Union League and as CEO of CU Solutions Group.
Now, I don't know how you find time.
So on the trade association side, we're with the 5,000 credit union advocates here, going up on the Hill, meeting with our lawmakers, reinforcing our message. Thank you for preserving our tax status. Help us with regulatory relief. Help us with data breach. and helping to educate lawmakers about the credit indifference. Mm-hmm. So we're a part of that effort. With my CUSG CEO hat on, I am networking with partners and with clients to make sure that we get the feedback that we need to be sure that our products and services are what they need to be for credit unions.
Okay, very cool. Any final words to wrap up here? Any outlook on 2018 to wrap up?
I think the one theme that I would reinforce, whether it's a specific product like LifeSteps Wallet mm-hmm. or credit unions just making decisions about technology and service and the member experience, it goes without saying that credit unions need to have a comprehensive mobile banking strategy that takes into consideration that the lines are intersecting, where fewer people are going to the credit union website, more people are going to the mobile channel.
You're right about that.
And I saw some research recently that shows that 50% of banks surveyed say that they now have 20% or higher mobile banking enrollment. But what most banks and credit unions struggle with is the engagement. You have your members now using mobile banking, mm-hmm. but how do you incentivize them to use that channel over all others? And so I think that credit unions need to be investing in and working hard to have a comprehensive mobile banking strategy, but also an omni-channel strategy mm-hmm. that realizes the importance of technology, not just to millennials, but to all
to
age
everybody.
Demographics.
Yeah, we're all
membership.
In it. We're all in it together.
So CUSG is working hard to make ourselves relevant in that game, and we think there's a lot of exciting opportunity.
Well, to help keep credit unions relevant. That's the big thing.
Right.
You know? All right. Well, great message to end on. Dave, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate the
My
time
pleasure.
As always.
Always great to talk
to
you,
I don't know when you sleep, but you're a very busy man doing some good stuff, so thank you very much.
Great being with you.